A state auditor's report says the majority of money spent to reduce phosphorus pollution in Lake Champlain goes to the least cost-effective solutions. But as VPR's John Dillon reports, the Agency of Natural Resources says some of that spending is tied to specific legal obligations.
State Auditor Doug Hoffer says the state could get more for its money if it prioritized reducing the agriculture waste and stormwater that foul the lake.
It's very clear that the most cost-effective approach is at ag. The least cost-effective is wastewater, which in this case, wastewater and sewer extensions, which is where most of the money went. So that's upside down.
However, Natural Resources Secretary Julie Moore says the state is obligated by the terms of an EPA-approved cleanup plan to target phosphorus from wastewater treatment plants.
Frankly, some of our investments reflect statutory requirements, whether at the state level or the federal level, that necessitate certain investments, almost regardless of their phosphorus pollution reduction benefit.
Moore says the state also follows an all-in strategy for lake cleanup, meaning all sources should be reduced. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.